WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Today is primary runoff day throughout Texas. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says nearly 1,700 Republicans and just over 300 Democrats took advantage of early voting last week. Locally, there are two runoffs, both for Justice of the Peace nominees. You didn't have to vote in the primary to vote in the runoff. Voting locations are online at WTAW.com, and that's where we'll post the results on the website right there on once the numbers are tabulated at the Brazos Center. Texas A&M system officials are strongly discouraging unauthorized flights of drones over Kyle Field. That's after a YouTube video was posted that in its first week generated more than 45,000 views. System officials aren't saying what will be done the next time a drone flies over the stadium or other campus airspace, but a system news release included two FAA webpages, one that warns of fines up to $10,000. There will be authorized drone activity over A&M facilities. Last December, the FAA announced the system was one of six testing and research sites. The new director of the Texas Department of Transportation will be asked to help his former employer. A letter is headed to the former A&M Vice President of Student Affairs, Joe Weber, to transfer ownership of the former TxDOT property in Bryan to the university.
We would write a letter to General Weber and include support letters from Brazos County, Bryan ISD, the City of Bryan, and Representative Rainey for the transfer of that property.
The president of Blinn College's Brazos County campuses, Sylvia McMullen, says if approved, they wouldn't have to renew leases at the Workforce Center on Highway 60 and space on Post Office Street in Bryan. The new TxDOT director is also a retired Marine general, and Joe Weber's Memorial Day message reminded the audience it is one day out of the year to think of something more important than ourselves.
And my gosh, how wonderful and beautiful be if we could have a day like today, tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, where we can stop the meanness, the viciousness, the name-calling, where our politicians, our leaders, all of us for one day can become statesmen.
Weber's remarks are online at WTAW.com. Three victims of an armed robbery Friday night in College Station landed in jail on drug charges. According to the arrest report, one of the three roommates, 20-year-old Chase Halpin, told officers the holdup was drug-related. Halpin, 20-year-old Joseph Dwyer, and 22-year-old Mostafa El-Gwindi were arrested for possession of controlled substances and marijuana. Two men accused of the robbery remain at large. While warmer days are still ahead of us, there are some things you can do to reduce your electric bill. Suggestions from BTU's Adam Snedo include changing air filters each month.
Sometimes time just flies by, and we all end up changing our air filter every 3, 4, 5, 6 months. When during these hot summer months, if you can change it monthly, that increases the efficiency of the air in your home and your air conditioner operations.
Two other ideas to save money and energy are purchasing a programmable thermostat and limiting the use of major appliances during the heat of the day. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that we'll have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments. Or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect for the area through this evening. A low-pressure system in the southeastern part of the panhandle responsible for today's showers and thunderstorms. Some of them may produce very heavy rainfall. It'll be quite breezy, 80 to 85. Showers, thunderstorms tonight, lows near 70. Showers and thunderstorms will be with us tomorrow, too. Highs will be up around 80. Storms tomorrow night, lows near 70. Partly to mostly cloudy Thursday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M taking on Texas in the regionals. Also, we've got the latest scheduling update from College Station Baseball as they're in the Region 3 regional tournament. And we've also got NBA and NHL playoffs, plus a whole lot more. We'll get to that for you at about 7:50.
Just kind of by estimate, and it looks like this stuff's going to be with us till about 11 this morning or so. Leading edge now is just about halfway through Houston. That's going to be a fun commute for those folks down there, but it's never fun to live in Houston anyway. Looks like, I don't know, I was watching the TV yesterday afternoon. Maybe there was a tornado down near Missouri City or Rosenberg.
Yeah, I saw that.
Some circulation anyhow. But as far as this stuff is concerned, it goes all the way down to about San Antonio. It goes all the way up into Oklahoma, in fact. And then back behind us, like I say, Marlin is clear now, so that's it's not raining there now. So that's kind of as it's tracking along, but not very quickly. So look forward for the next few hours. And there are some patches of heavier rain, not the colored stuff that we had earlier this morning, but just go from there. All right. So congratulations to Matt Megatoad Stoney.
Megatoad,
that's because he ate 31 pepperoni rolls in 10 minutes. Now apparently holds the title of World Pepperoni Roll Eating Champion. Matt, who is registered competitor for Major League Eating, an organization apparently.
Who knew?
Yeah, won the title on his 22nd birthday. Well, want to see him in 30 years. Matt lives in San Jose. He flew to Fairmont, West Virginia for the competition. At the West Virginia Three Rivers Festival, picked up $2,500 for the first prize. Megatoad currently ranked second. Apparently, in case you're wondering, the current record holder for eating pepperoni rolls, 33 in 10 minutes, held by Pat Deep Dish Bertoletti. So kind of like the mafia, you have to have a nickname if you're going to be able to advance somehow into the hierarchy. So congratulations to those fine gentlemen.
Time for a little competitive eating one-upsmanship.
Sure.
Molly Schuyler,
uh-huh.
5'7", 125 pounds.
Yeah.
Ate herself one of them 72-ounce steaks from that Big Texan in Amarillo.
Really?
The whole meal, I said one, I lied. She did it twice.
What? Twice?
You're supposed to eat it in less than an hour.
Yeah.
She finished the first meal in less than 5 minutes.
What?
She's the woman. She is the woman.
What are her stats again?
5'7", 125 pounds.
Did she chew? She couldn't have chewed.
I don't know. I hope there's video of this.
Yeah. Man.
Twice in 15 minutes.
Well, and they got other stuff that goes with
it. Oh, yeah.
Too, right?
Let's see. The steak, there's the salad, baked potato, shrimp, and a roll. She's from Nebraska.
Really? Not a corn-fed honey. Wow. And she's done it twice.
Wow.
Okay. By the way, time once again to think about state fair food. See, there are places where state fair is going on right now. This year's selections have already been topped by a Krispy Kreme donut triple cheeseburger. Served at the upcoming San Diego County Fair in June, the Orange County Fair in July and August, and the L.A. County Fair in September.
I don't think I want a cheeseburger and... Oh,
the San Antonio, San Diego Union Tribune tweeted pictures of the sandwich, which, of course, is made by Chicken Charlie's. You know who they are. They do a lot of that stuff. Describes the company as home to creative culinary concoctions and all things deep fried. Charlie's has done deep fried Oreos, lobster on a stick, fried pineapple, fried Twinkies, fried Spam, fried bacon, fried avocados.
I don't know that I'd want to ruin a perfectly good lobster by deep frying it like that.
Fried artichoke hearts, fried Klondike bars.
Made my heart twitch.
So, see how that works. Well, Dolly Parton, just to go in another direction, Dolly Parton, no problem admitting that she has had some work done, tells Us Weekly, I've only had one husband with all my nips and tucks. He says he swears it's like he's been married to three wives.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
now that we've done our Dolly Parton story for this quarter. So if on your evening commute home, you start stressing out about all the stuff that you've got to do once you get home, it's not just you. A lot of people find home life more stressful than work. New study, Penn State. Researchers had 122 people swab their cheeks 3 times a day so they could measure the amount of cortisol levels. Cortisol is basically a stress hormone. And they say that, in fact, the participants, many of them, it would rise, obviously, in stressful situations, but they also said that their moods at work really were better than at home. The surprising finding was that their levels were much lower when they were at work, and the difference seemed to span all socioeconomic statuses. When it came to people's own perceptions, there was an interesting gender gap. Men say that they're happier at home than at work. Women reported being happier, at work than at home. This may partly be due to the fact that even though it's different maybe in the last few years, it's been somewhat unbalanced in the past as far as household responsibilities. Now, again, maybe guys are starting to do more of that in some cases, but nonetheless. And that could, in fact, be the reason that guys' stress levels are up. If they're having to do stuff now that they didn't used to do on top of what they did do, oh, my God, do I have enough beer to get it through the night? Are the batteries in the remote charged? You know, do I have fresh batteries? I mean, it's pretty much the stuff that guys had to worry about. But anyhow, so we'll see. And, of course, it always changes. Gee whiz, it always changes. Some days it is more stressful to be at home than it is at work. I mean, what do you got going on? So we'll see. So let's say that you go to a movie theater. Kevin, when was the last time you were at a movie theater?
A couple of months ago, maybe.
And Patrick?
Less than 24 hours ago.
Okay, you're like a movie dude. Oh, so you went to see a movie.
I did. Actually, I like to be a movie dude, but we just don't go that much. We saw X-Men yesterday, and it was incredible.
Okay, and why don't you go that much? Because your lifestyle, right?
Pretty much this job.
Yeah, okay, see, there you go. Yeah. But sometimes you get free passes, so there's an upside to that.
That's been a while since. Okay.
You get free passes?
Occasionally.
Yeah. So imagine that you go to the theater to catch a movie that you have been waiting to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there early and you get one of those middle seats in the theater. Okay? Now, that way you don't have to worry about somebody, you know, in front of you leaning. And you gotta,
or craning your neck in the
crane,
front.
Oh, up there and do all that kind of stuff. All right, so you're just about to have the movie start. One of the previews comes on, and some latecomer shows up with an usher who tells you you need to get up and go to another seat.
Oh, no.
Yep, because that customer has paid a $3 service charge that you did not pay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The difference is I'd pay that $3 service charge.
Oh, up front, though. Up front? Okay, because, I mean, that's the deal. A Toronto movie theater hitting moviegoers up with a few dollars add-on fee if they want to sit in the middle of the theater. A rep for the company says, I sort of position it akin to an aircraft where you have a regular coach seat. Then you might want to have a few more amenities so you can move on to business class, and then they have first class. Now, this is a Cineplex, and I don't know that it's any kind of relation to Cineplexes in America, okay? So, the deal is, obviously, they're not offering you better food or wider seats or more leg room. It's the same old seat that it would be if it's available to all moviegoers. Until, of course, somebody comes up with the money. The company rep only makes things worse by admitting that these seats won't be reserved in the traditional sense, saying that a ticket holder who didn't pay the surcharge is free to sit in any of those seats until somebody comes along who's paid the surcharge, then you got to get up and move.
See, that's where I just, it's going to end up
It won't
irking
end well.
People.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It will not end well. But
no, that will end badly.
They're trying. Now, I understand if you reserve the seats, that might be something different, but you can't be.
Yeah, I feel like you'd have to do that in advance.
Yeah.
Especially with a kid. If I get in and get settled and she's settled and the popcorn's settled and I'm ready to go and they want me to know, sir.
Well, or if there's three of you and there's two of them, then what happens? Does the third person get up and leave with you, or do they stay there next to those people who ambushed your seat?
Nope, y'all go ahead on. I'm going to be loud and obnoxious for the next 2 hours.
I'll be right here. So, yeah, we'll see. Now, I guess I'm kind of surprised this hasn't happened before, and we'll see if it happens again, but a sports club at North Dakota State University has been told they cannot practice on campus.
Because?
They are of the fencing team.
And it's a weapon.
And their foils and sabers could be deemed as weapons.
Oh, my.
So, as a result, you cannot possess them on university-owned or controlled property.
That's just stupid.
Club president points out that fencing swords with their flat tips are really probably less dangerous than baseball bats.
But, ooh, good point.
Yeah, it is. Well, we'll see how that all plays out. Hello?
Oh, if I got to move the kids, we're spilling everything on those seats on the way out.
Yes, hello? Sir.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Oh, doing fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Great.
Hey, I'm this movie thing in the seats.
Yeah.
You know, my wife is from Brazil, and she just got back not too long ago. She said that in other countries, they actually have numbers and aisles that you have to, when you buy a ticket, they give you a certain seat.
Oh, assigned seating.
Yeah.
And now, is it priced differently, do you know?
It's not priced differently yet, but now that you've been mentioning it,
yeah.
I bet you that's not
going to be far behind.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Okay, yeah. Well, that's not the way we do it in America. I'm just saying, yeah. Well, we'll see how that all works out. Again, they're doing it to our highways now, aren't they?
Yep.
Yes, sir. So we'll see. And again, I always thought that was one of the last bastions of equality, but that seems to be going away as well. All right, it's time for another old graduate story. This one is Jessie White. Finally got her college degree 75 years after she should have graduated at Beale College in Bangor, Maine. Jessie's 99. Picked up her degree, however, in a special ceremony because they figured she'd nod off during the commencement address.
No, that was wrong.
Kidding. Anyway, special ceremony hosted by the college president. Reason she didn't get her diploma in stenography and bookkeeping back in 1939 because she couldn't afford the $5 transcript fee. The friend who found out about the lack of diploma called the college, paid the outstanding balance, and thus the event was set. She was wheeled out to receive her degree in her wheelchair, which she'd been in for nearly her entire life. She's stricken with polio before her first birthday. Anyway, after leaving school, she persisted until she landed a job and got to work for years as a bookkeeper. Even without that stenography degree. See, you can do it.
That's awesome.
It is. 99 years old. 722. And a South Carolina emergency responder accused of using his emergency lights to deliver pizzas faster. Sounded like a good idea.
There you go. That's ingenuity right there.
Thomas Reed, a probationary member, well, probably not anymore.
Nope.
The Rock Hill Rescue Squad, a volunteer group that helps with water and road rescue operations. Authorities say that Thomas attached emergency lights to his own car while delivering for Pizza Hut. If Thomas is found guilty, he'll face a 30-day suspension from the squad. It's unclear if he faces criminal charges. And again, probably won't be able to continue in his role as trying to become one of those full-time. And here's a strange one for you. Paul McCartney is out of the hospital.
Sir Paul?
Yep, the UK Mirror newspaper said he'd been there for a week after recovering from a virus. He left Tokyo yesterday on a private jet, made his way home. He'll stay for a little while there at home and rest up. Had to cancel his entire Far Eastern tour, 4 concerts in Japan and in South Korea. He will rest up until his tour begins in America.
It's because he wasn't wearing one of those silly masks that they always wear over
right.
there.
He'll start in America on June 14th. Paul McCartney will begin his United States tour on June the 14th in Lubbock.
Treat mom extra special this month with tables and chairs from Amish Furniture for generations. Receive up to 20% off during the month of May. These exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid woods with special attention to details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Head to Amish Furniture for Generations for their huge floor model sale on tables and chairs. Mom will love you for it. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Good morning, it's 724. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call at 690-2278. 888 service means overtime coverage for you without overtime charges. You get home and the unit's not working, and give them a call, and they'll get out there and fix it for you that day. 690-2278. Again, as far as the rain is concerned, if you're headed down toward Houston or really over anywhere east or southeast of here, you're going to be getting into it. The heavy rain that we experienced probably earlier this morning is just clearing Houston and headed toward the Gulf Coast. On the backside, rain has cleared Marlin. It's not raining there anymore, but in between, got a big, broad band of rain that goes all the way up into Oklahoma to the north and all the way down below San Antonio to the southwest. Austin is clear if you're headed that way. But anyhow, patches of rain and some heavier rain, but the heaviest rain, the leading edge, is down in the Houston area. Now, as far as the numbers are concerned with temperatures, and we will continue to have rain in the forecast, 40% chance of rain tonight with a low of 70, 50% chance of rain on Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures each day probably be in the low to middle 80s. We'll be up to 87 or so by Friday and Saturday with a slightly diminished chance of rain, but it's still going to be at 30 or 40%. Right now, the winds are calm. We do have some light rain over most of the area, and it's 63 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
University of South Carolina students are using a new textbook, could have come right from the Democrat Party. It's called Introduction to Social Work and Social Welfare, Critical Thinking Perspectives. Well, judge for yourself just how much critical thinking went into this. This textbook says that Ronald Reagan was a pessimist and a sexist. He was insensitive to minorities. He cut social programs, raised military spending, cut taxes. The book says that Reagan ascribed to women primarily domestic functions and failed to appoint many women to significant positions of power during his presidency. Well, the truth is that Reagan appointed Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman on the Supreme Court, Jean Kirkpatrick, UN ambassador. He had women in his cabinet. He appointed over 1,400 women to posts throughout his administration. Now, I'm not going to go point counterpoint on all the nonsense in this book. South Carolina administration doesn't care about the truth anyway. They chalk the textbook's distortion up to academic freedom, which is par for the course when a university's leftists have been exposed. Now, the glimmer of hope here is that students are taking notice. A 19-year-old freshman told the website Campus Reform that after reading some of this book, she was tempted to toss it in the garbage. There's your reason to be optimistic. Young people's rejection of liberalism may just be a trickle now, but it's going to become a flood. As they get older, they're going to get wiser. And as they do, they'll call liberals out for what they are doing all over this country.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since turning 40? If you're like an average woman, probably five or more. How many times have you stood in front of the mirror and thought, I don't like my body, but I don't know what else to do? If this sounds like you, please call the Amber Inn Hotline at 1-800-229-0134. You see, after 40, the female body changes, so one-size-fits-all solutions may no longer work for you. At Amber Inn, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats and sleeplessness, and effective weight loss. Call Amber Inn today and experience real results for a special discounted price of just $29.99 a month. This offer is backed by a complete 30-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. So, if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call 1-800-229-0134. But this is a limited-time offer, so call right now. 1-800-229-0134. That's 1-800-229-0134.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Right now, get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2014 Accord models, or 1.9% for up to 60 months on the Odyssey.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Primary runoff election day in Brazos County involves a pair of races for Justice of the Peace nominees. One is for Republicans living in Precinct 2, and the other is for Democrats living in Precinct 4. Statewide, there are six runoffs. Republicans have four to decide for Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, Ag Commissioner, and Railroad Commissioner. Democrats have to decide who will oppose John Cornyn for U.S. Senate, along with their nominee for Ag Commission. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says during early voting last week, there were 300 Democrats and almost 1,700 Republicans. Voting locations are online at WTAW.com, which is where we'll post numbers once they're available from the Brazos Center. The guest speaker at Monday's local remembrance of Memorial Day says people still take time to remember. Retired Marine General Joe Weber, who recently left Texas A&M to become director of the Texas Department of Transportation, was excited as he saw flags from Richter Cemetery near his farm in Round Top, through Gay Hill, Somerville, Snook, and into College Station in Bryan.
I know that we all do worry and get negative sometimes, and sure enough, first thing in this morning, I got some negative emails from friends of mine. Oh my gosh, the country's going to hell. Nobody celebrates Memorial Day like they used to. Everybody's thinking about other things and having fun and doing all those other great things, and I would just say not true. Absolutely not true.
Weber asked those in the audience to remember a fellow retired Marine, former A&M Deputy Chancellor Jay Kimbrough, who Weber visited earlier in the day as Kimbrough remains hospitalized from a recent motorcycle crash. Meantime, Weber will be getting letters at his Austin office calling to transfer ownership of the former Bryan District office to Texas A&M. That's what Blaine College trustees heard recently from the president of the Brazos County campuses, Sylvia McMullen.
That involved several members from the president's office at Texas A&M, the property disposition real estate folks from TxDOT in Austin, and people both from Blaine, from Ag Education.
McMullen says Blinn could move its workforce center on Highway 60 west of the airport and its space on Post Office Street in Bryan, both of which are leased. Less than a week after a YouTube video of a drone flying over Kyle Field went online, the Texas A&M system issued a notice advising consequences for those considering similar activity in the future. System spokesman Steve Moore says since the release of the video, they are working with the FAA to make sure they ensure safety of the public and workers. According to a news release, the system and the FAA strongly discourages flights over the stadium, which is considered a restricted construction area. There was no response from the system when asked what will be done the next time an unauthorized drone, officially called an unmanned aircraft system, is seen over the air, is seen in the air over the stadium or other campus airspace. There will be authorized drone activity over A&M facilities, though. Last December, the FAA announced the system was one of six testing and research sites. College Station police investigating an armed robbery Friday night wound up finding several kinds of prescription pills, hashish, and marijuana in the apartment shared by three men. While two men are accused of the holdup and remain at large, the three roommates were arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. According to the arrest report, one of the three, 20-year-old Chase Halperin, told officers they were planning to buy $1,500 of marijuana from the men who robbed them. The holdup took place in the parking lot of the Zone Apartments on Holloman. Halpin, 20-year-old Joseph Dwyer, and 22-year-old Mustafa El Gwindi live at Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler Road, where the arrest took place. Now that warmer temperatures are finally with us, there are things you can do to reduce energy consumption and save some money. BTU's Adam Snedo says avoid using major appliances during the heat of the day.
If you're home in the afternoon, you need to wait to use those things till early in the morning or late at night, because all ultimately those are doing is pumping heat into your home. Your air conditioner is having to overcompensate that for that now, especially if your laundry room is right next to your thermostat. You become your own worst enemy.
Another suggestion is to purchase a programmable thermostat.
Have that ambient temperature go up to about 80, 85 degrees. That way you're not cooling the house while you're not there. You're not spending a ton of money on energy. And then you can program it, you know, say 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll start dropping back down to 72, 74, wherever you like it. And then that way you've saved some money between the hours of 8 and 4, roughly.
A third idea is to change air filters each month. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team. Close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Over 40% of all deaths are caused by heart disease and stroke. Changing that number is simple. Join the American Heart Association for the Brazos Valley Heart Ball Friday, June 6th at Miramont Country Club. A night full of dining, entertainment by the Rockefellers, story from a local heart disease survivor, auction, and raffle. It's your heart in your life, so take control. Find out more at brazoscountyheartball.ahaevents.org or by calling 979-268-0068.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Good morning, 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect for the area through this evening. A low-pressure system in the southeastern part of the panhandle responsible for today's showers and thunderstorms. Some of them may produce very heavy rainfall. It'll be quite breezy, 80 to 85. Showers, thunderstorms tonight, lows near 70. Showers and thunderstorms will be with us tomorrow, too. Highs will be up around 80. Storms tomorrow night, lows near 70. Partly to mostly cloudy Thursday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They've had a very, very good year. Just like always, they're very good on the mound.
That's Coach Rob Childress talking about Texas and A&M playing in the regionals in Houston. We'll have more on that. Date and time has been set for College Station baseball as well as the NBA and NHL playoffs from last night. Cover that for you in sports here in about 12 minutes.
The guy who decided it was okay for boys to play with dolls is dead.
What?
Just saying. A half century, G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe. The guy who brought us G.I. Joe died at the age of 86. Half century after his first G.I. Joe action figure hit U.S. shelves, the man who oversaw the toy's creation died of cancer in Rhode Island. Former Hasbro executive Donald Levin was 86. He was also a veteran of the Korean War and said the G.I. Joe was an attempt to honor those in the U.S. Armed Forces. With a concept in hand, Levin and Hasbro, which was then known as Hessenfeld Brothers, back then, still needed a name for it. Now, the original plan was to give the action figure several names to match different branches of the military. Contenders included Rocky the Marine, Ace the Fighter Pilot, and Salty the Sailor. Poor Salty. But Levin was asked to narrow the choices down to a single name, trying to come up with ideas. He happened to be watching a 1945 movie called The Life of G.I. Joe. Now, G.I. Joe was licensed to a comic book, and it was licensed to a candy bar, but it was not licensed to a toy. So he made the deal. Introduced it in 1964, G.I. Joe was a hit, making $28 million in its second full year. It was introduced in 1964 at the Toy Fair in New York City. G.I. Joe guy. Mm-hmm. Here's a new study that's shocking. Children who regularly got too little sleep had worse physical, emotional, and social health than those who got enough sleep. Wow. Okay. Just letting you know. So, as you're driving to work this morning with a little bit of moisture on the pavement, remember, you need to, in a rainstorm, disable your cruise control. Cruise control makes hydroplaning worse by trying to keep your vehicle going at a constant speed. If your tires are treading the water and unable to grip the road, your car thinks that it's not going fast enough and will increase your speed. Cruise control, of course, can be disabled, I think as we all know, by just touching the brakes. Just touching the brakes, okay? When you're driving on wet roads, disable your cruise control and lower your speed. Duh. If you do start to skid or hydroplane, take your foot off the gas, grasp the steering wheel as hard as you possibly can, and steer toward the direction of the skid.
That's not entirely true, though.
No, well, it just depends on
because
the circumstance.
Because if you've got the, it's not PosiTrack, but there's a traction control in a lot of vehicles now that automatically kicks that off when it hits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So just touch your brakes. Don't use the cruise
or just
control.
Don't turn it on today.
Yeah, don't go to work.
It's okay. There
it's,
you
just, it's just a stinking job, right?
You
who
heard
needs
what?
That?
Yeah, sleep in. You heard what happened to those kids?
What's
don't
that?
Get enough sleep.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right. Sure, you'll be an emotional wreck.
Yes.
Here's a shock: Disney's Frozen, now the fifth highest grossing movie of all time, passing Iron Man 3, $1.2 billion. Number four is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Number three is Marvel's The Avengers. Number two is Dingy. And number one is Avatar. Avatar at $2.7 billion, so it's not like anybody's going to pass that anytime soon. And yeah, I know, the same guy who did Avatar did Dingy, right? Okay, whatever. LoJack has released its list of the most stolen and most recovered cars from the past year. Now, this is just for vehicles equipped with a LoJack tracking device. Interestingly, the Acura Integra is still on the list, even though the car was last sold in U.S. America in the 2001 model.
So, like, they're not even in production
yeah,
anymore.
That's right. Number eight is your F-350. Number seven is your Cadillac Escalade Lade.
Whatever.
Yeah, six is the Integra. Number five is the Chevy Silverado. Number four is the Toyota Corolla. Number three is the Toyota Camry. Number two is the Honda Civic. Number one, da-da-da-da, it's the Honda Accord. Now, the Honda Accord was also number 13 on National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's list of the most stolen cars for 2011, the most recently available for comparison stats.
Is it prevalence or what? I mean, those are
yes,
so practical.
That's the whole thing. No,
okay.
That's exactly what it's
It's parts. For parts.
Parts is parts.
Yep.
A long time ago, it was like the Pontiac something or another.
Sunfire.
So, yeah, is that it? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, back before they had such a great market share. But for that whole reason, is you can take those things and cut them up.
My first thought is the commercial that's the jingle that we've all heard for a million years.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody wants a Honda.
Yeah, so there. Okay.
Bobby wants a Honda. The thief wants a Honda.
I don't think they'll be using that. Now, this is kind of interesting. This month, the world's first attempt at placing humans in suspended animation using a new technique will take place at the UPMC Presbyterian Hospital in Pittsburgh.
I thought that was done after a night at Northgate.
Yeah, really. Not for space travel, but to save lives. The technique will initially be used on 10 patients whose wounds would otherwise be lethal in an attempt to buy the surgeons some time. It works by cooling the body, but not by applying an external temperature change. Instead, the team of surgeons remove all the blood and replace it with a cold saline solution.
I thought they were already doing this.
Well, they were doing it with pigs, but they weren't doing it with humans. Okay?
Could have sworn I saw it. Maybe it was a medical mystery show.
And if it's on television, it has to be.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. The effects are similar to those people that you've seen in accidents. A Swedish man survived trapped in a layer of ice in freezing water for 80 minutes after a skiing accident. And the technique was developed during tests with pigs in 2000. But again, and maybe that was done in another country. It could well have been. It could have been.
I thought they did it
country.
For like heart.
Well, I know that. I know what you're talking
surgery.
About.
Surgery. Okay.
And that's.
I think they just bring your metabolism way down to almost nothing.
Yes.
Then that's what they're going to do right there. That's. What
that's fascinating.
Well, it is. It got that kind of stuff going on. Okay, here we go. Just to make it out. By the way, I'll have another story maybe before 8 o'clock that'll make you feel better, but right now we're going to bring you down a little bit over sharing of personal information and increased general activity on Facebook often displays somebody dealing with loneliness, okay, because they're away from their computer.
They're lonely for their computer?
Well, just to being the connectedness that your computer brings you, I think, probably. A new study by researchers in New South Wales finds that more than 79% of users who describe themselves as lonely disclosed more personal information, including their favorite books and movies. Well, that's not that personal, is it? Compared to less than 65% of other users. I would think of a lot of other things that probably be more personal than your books that you're reading. Yeah.
People on Facebook are considerably more sharing than that.
Sitting here at home, alone, yeah. Watching The Notebook for the fourth time.
At Fred and Fred Seafood Market, you'll find the freshest shrimp and crab in town. If you're looking for Chilean sea bass, tuna loin, oysters, mussels, jumbo shrimp, and ceviche, it's at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. The weather is perfect to start using your grill, so stop by Fred and Fred's for their ready-to-cook seasoned fish for quick, healthy dinners. Fred and Fred Seafood Market. If it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. Find them on South College, just south of the farm patch. Aggie owned and operated.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Parents, how would you like your kids to spend their playtime acting like a carjacker who murders the driver? Or what if hours of your child's day were devoted to someone who promoted suicide? Believe it or not, those scenarios could be a reality if your family owns a gaming system. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And with two boys of my own, I'm well aware that a fun part of childhood is video games. There's no question that technology offers some positive benefits for children. I know several families who enjoy playing video games together. That said, there are an alarming number of parents who still don't realize how many video games have a dark side. The days of Ms. Pac-Man are long gone as game makers have continued to push the envelope into darker and more perverse themes. Today's games are saturated with overt bloodshed, vulgarity, and nudity. But it doesn't end there. More and more games feature graphic images of drugs, murder, and even rape. And this isn't always limited to games rated M for mature. They're easily accessible to almost any child or teenager. So if you're a parent, you probably have a few video games lying around in the house. I encourage you to gather them up and take a closer look. Tomorrow, I'll share some ways to spot these dangerous games and to protect your children. In the meantime, for more information about this topic, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, will verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you upfront, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You happen to be a person who manages or owns a business. You have plenty to worry about every day, and you don't want to be worrying about communications, technology, or security. So let Suddenlink Business focus you on what you want to do because they can handle your network for you. And all it takes is one phone call to Chad Cowan, 595-2413. He can provide you with a business solution that will be perfect for your business. Suddenlink Business uses state-of-the-art technology to make sure that you and your business are up and running and stay that way at all times. Their Advanced Network Operations Center monitors and manages the network 24/7 so that you are connected. And new customers can get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business-class phones for under $100 a month. Plus, business-class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each as your business expands. Let the business professionals at Suddenlink who live and work right here in our community help you out, and they give you fast, professional service when needed. Make the phone call to Chad Cowan at 595-2413, and he'll provide you with that solution. Also, you can visit the website. That's suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. Fight Texagi Baseball was selected to participate in their 8th consecutive NCAA Division I Baseball Championship that extends the school record string. The Aggies were tabbed as a number 3 seed in the Houston Regional, where they'll face off against number 2, Texas, that game on Friday. Here's Coach Rob Childress after they were selected.
Well, you know, we're one of the 64 teams that are still left playing. Very excited for our players, and you know, that's not our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is to, you know, be playing for another 3 weeks, and we look forward to the challenge that's in front of us.
It's been roughly 2 years since the Aggs have squared off against the Longhorns. Coach Childress was asked the significance of playing the longtime foe.
You know, it ought to be a great crowd. There ought to be a lot of energy in the park when we get a chance to play on Friday. They've had a very, very good year. Just like always, they're very good on the mound, and I would assume would face a very good left-hander in Dylan Peters, and played some young position players. They've got a couple of veterans at the top of their lineup in Mark Payton and Marlowe that have done a great job getting on base, but they've had some young guys in the middle that have gotten some big hits for them, and you know, we're going to have to go play at a very high level.
The other two teams are host Rice and at number 4 seed George Mason. It marks the 30th overall appearance for the Aggies in the NCAA tournament and the 8th appearance in 9 years under the direction of head coach Rob Childress. And by the way, two-time national champ Oregon State is the top seed overall for the tournament. For the 7th consecutive year, A&M Men's Golf saw its season come to an end in the championships. A&M wrapped up its season in 29th place. The Aggs were one of 22 teams eliminated following the conclusion of stroke play, as just 8 schools advanced to the match play portion of the tournament. On out of high school action, the top-ranked number 1 College Station Cougars have completed arrangements in their Region 3 championship game. The Cougars will play defending state champ Silsby in a winner-take-all one-game playoff Thursday night at 7:30 at the University of Houston. By the way, you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs,
LeBron, coast to coast, through everyone and fouled and caught it a night. LeBron puts it in and he'll go to the line.
LeBron James poured in 32 points and had 10 rebounds as the Miami Heat ran past the Indiana Pacers 102-90. Chris Bosh added 25 points and LeBron James was asked why the hot start for the Heat last night.
Chris Bosh. We got off to that fast start because Chris Bosh came out
and got it going early.
San Antonio squares off against Oklahoma City in Oklahoma City for game four tonight. Spurs are up 2-1, but they played poorly in the last outing against the Thunder. Spurs coach Greg Popovich says San Antonio needs to step it up for tonight's game.
The disparity in free throws, you know, really shows a sign of aggressiveness. And, you know, that's it's about the game. It's about, you know, how you play. But if you don't shoot well, which we didn't do last night, it's a bad combination to also play poor defense at the other end. That's not going to work.
Spurs Thunder tonight, they tip it off at 8 o'clock. In the NHL Eastern Conference Finals, Jake Muzzin got started for the Kings on the power play.
Doughty to Muzzin. Power play Kings. Muzzin shoots. Scores!
Dustin Brown scored on the power play as well, while the Los Angeles Kings rattled off 3 goals in the first period on their way to a 5-2 win over the Chicago Blackhawks. In Major League Baseball, Nick Teppish won his second consecutive start as a Texas Ranger, and he beat Minnesota 7-2. The Rangers skip Ron Washington, pleased with Teppish's start.
Especially after the second inning, you know, he started making pitches and after that second inning, and he was able to get us into the seventh inning. I was certainly praying for him to get us through that seventh, but he had done enough, and I had to go to the bullpen.
Teppish allowed only 2 runs in 6 2/3 innings. Houston was in Kansas City last night.
And that's driven deep to left field. Gordon is going back, and he will just watch that one go into the fountains. George Springer homers his 8th of the year. And it's now 9-2 Royals. Springer is 4-for-4.
George Springer has more home runs in the past 4 games than any Kansas City player on the roster does this season. Springer homered in his 4th straight game and went 4-for-4. With 3 RBIs and 5 runs scored in the Houston Astros' 9-2 thumping of the Kansas City Royals. And as we explained yesterday, Josh Beckett was an almost Aggie. Now, he was set to play for the Aggs, had the scholarship and everything lined up until the pros came a-calling. Well, over the weekend, Beckett threw a no-no for the Dodgers. In all the hoopla and excitement, L.A. catcher A.J. Ellis sprained his ankle while celebrating Beckett's no-hitter and was put on the 15-day disabled list before the Dodgers game against Cincinnati yesterday. And finally, from the French Open, number 5 seed David Ferrer and number 7 Andy Murray are the top men seeds in action at the French Open today. The women's schedule is highlighted by matches featuring 2nd seed Li Na, 4 seed Simona Halep, and number 15 seed Sloane Stephens. Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic won their opening round matches at Roland Garros, but the 3rd seed and reigning Australian Open champ Stan Wawrinka was beaten by Spain's Guillermo Garcia Lopez. And that has been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
No, it's not. No, it'd be that other station.
You're right.
Well, it's all one big happy
it's
family.
Just
I'm Robert Sorry. James Jr., but my friends call me Robbie. I'm a candidate for Justice of the Peace Precinct 2, reminding you that Election Day is today, Tuesday, May 27th. I'm the only candidate in the Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 race with business and law enforcement experience. I'm dedicated to improving the Office of Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 and ensuring justice is carried out correctly and fairly. I encourage you and your friends to get out and vote, and I would appreciate your vote for me, Robert Robbie James Jr., for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2.
Political ad paid for by the Elect Robbie James campaign.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, 2 locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's about a minute till. There's still some rain out there. It's going to, again, you got to get probably up to almost Calvert before the rain stops falling. Just to make you feel good, Apple is planning to develop and introduce a smart home concept. As its upcoming World Developers Conference, the system will allow users to control lights and appliances and security devices from anywhere in the world.
I just want the garage door app.
But just remember what we're dealing with here. It's a computer who's going to do all that for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just like that. All right, we don't have time for it, but we'll do this next hour. Everybody knows them. They're the slackers in the office, right? The slackers in the office. Well, if they're slacking off online, apparently they can be more productive because of it. So just letting you know.
Uh-huh.
We've got the study to tell you all about it in just a little while. Right now, here's what our weather looks like, and the weather is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 90% chance of rain. 63 is what we've got right now. Rainy tonight as well. WTAW, College Station.